There are a couple of options, as usual, for consideration for the public this year. We've got option A and option B, and you can go to the BryanISD.org website. The very top story there allows you to do a couple of things. You can participate in the survey, and you can also take a look at PDFs of the different options. The primary differences between the two being that the option A calendar is very similar to the school year calendar we ran this year, in that students got the Monday and Tuesday of the week of Thanksgiving off. So in essence, they got the full week of Thanksgiving off. We did have staff and student development taking place those 2 days, but the students were off the entire week. That would remain if folks voted for option A. Option B is sort of the goes back to an older style of calendar where Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are holidays for students and staff, but Monday and Tuesday are regular school days. Now, what that does with option B, essentially, other than a few other minor dates here and there, is it has the school year conclude in May. So toward the end of May, May 27th, it would either be an inclement weather day or the day before that, the 26th, would officially be the last day of school in May. Option A, which again is similar to the calendar that we are in this year with the full week of Thanksgiving off, pushes the end of school into the first week in June. So what you can do is visit the BryanISD.org website. Click on that story there. You can look at the two calendar options, and it's basically a very simple survey. The way to participate or to vote on the option you prefer is to just click the survey link there, identify whether you're a student, staff, a parent, guardian, or community member of Brian, and then after that, you can choose option A or option B, hit submit, and you can be out the door in just a matter of minutes or seconds, depending on how long you take to digest the differences between the two calendars.
Survey's going to be up through Wednesday the 10th, and what happens?
Right, we'll close the survey down at 5 p.m. on the 10th, and at that time we'll collect all the data back, the number of responses, and just look at, you know, who responded. But primarily, the decision maker would be the Board of Trustees. So we would take the recommendation or the preferred option from the vote. Let's say option A is the preferred option, or option B, we would take that option before the Board of Trustees soon, perhaps as early as the December board meeting on the 15th. That's a night meeting, and the board would vote on the option at that time.